friend destroyed the fingerboard, and I've got it ready to put on, but you buy the wood, and you have to put the frets in, and then you buy the frets, and you have to space them. You get a little saw or tool that you cut out, and it fits them frets in there, and you do all this stuff.
Huh. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would. I wish I'd had that years ago. I've been making instruments myself.
Yeah.
I think I have a talent in my
thing,
but now it's pretty late to start something like that. But then you can make mandolins, guitars, just all kinds of instruments.
You might as well make them for fun, even if you don't ever, sell them or anything.
But I'd like to do that, and, create on the... And it tells how to varnish and how many... Oh, they have special, there's secrets there that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Their glue, you can't buy it, it's special glue. And,
yeah, a certain way to fix the wood where it'll sound good.
And how much varnish, how many coats to put on.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, you better ask me some questions.
Yeah.
I'll get talking to you.
I'll tell you what. Now, last time, when I forgot the book, what I did was I hit some subjects, that I want to talk about, and I forget some of the questions So if I've already asked you something and I forget and ask you again, tell me. Okay?
Oh, that'll be fine. Because
I listen to
the tape, but people ask me questions better than anything in the world.
Okay. Let me see. Now I want to go back to talking about the house that you lived in when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you call that thing when you used to? Let me start over. Did you ever used to make a fire in the house?
Sure.
What do you call that thing that the smoke goes up?
That is a chimney.
Okay, well, tell me about making a fire. Did you have to go out and get the wood yourself?
Well, my daddy and mother made the fires. I guess they're afraid we might, but I could do it.
Yeah. What'd you start it with?
Well, I don't know how to start. Let's start with newspapers. But the thing was, in the fireplace, you kept the fire 24 hours a day. You didn't destroy the fire, you just kept it going. And the next morning, all you do is you knew how much wood to put on that.
Mm-hmm.
They called it the backlog and all this sort of
thing. What's a backlog?
That's the biggest piece of timber, you put in there.
Uh-huh.
It goes to the back of the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And it'll burn longer than a small stick of wood. It'd be called a backlog.
Uh-huh.
Well, you'd learn how long that thing was going to burn, and next morning it'd just be a bunch of red hot coals,
Uh-huh.
And then you just lay your stuff in there and everything take off.
Neat, yeah.
See,
did you ever use some little wood to get the fire started?
Well, that's called kindling,
What do you call that kind of open place on the floor in front of the...
That's called a hearth.
Okay.
Hearth.
And in the fireplace, those things that you lay the wood across, did you lay them
off? We called them... They're called andirons.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's what we called them. They may be another name for them. It's been so long ago.
Yeah. What do you call that thing up above the fireplace where you put, clay?
Yeah, a mantelpiece. It's called a mantelpiece.
Okay. After the coals all burn down, they turn just gray and stuff. What do you call that stuff?
We call it embers.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called anything else?
No.
Anytime you can think of more...
No, I don't think so. Now, there's charcoal. Now, that wouldn't be called charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
No, embers. Embers is
what we call. Are embers still hot, or are they...
They're medium, I guess you'd say. They're not red.
Mm-hmm.
Coal, we'd call it, red hot coal. We call it red hot coals if they're red hot.
Mm-hmm.
But an ember would be a lot of ashes over it, and you couldn't tell it's fire. You reach down in there, you'd burn yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be fire there, but it wouldn't be noticeable.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, this is the kind of thing, people in different parts of the country, their definition is different,
Oh, sure.
And so when I ask you something that seems obvious to you, it's that I'm trying to get you to tell me so, I can compare it to what somebody else, says in, Tennessee.
You're so right. I know how that is.
What do you call that black stuff up in the chimney?
That's called soot.
Okay.
The word, they call it soot. We call it soot. That's the way we pronounce it here. Nobody.